someone to call. Are you gonna dance up on the side so that it costs a bit of time? Like in a light, so messy, so. Like in a light, it's in a vacuum. Like in a light, so then I see so. Like in a light, it's in a sea wall. Planets on my ways, and seas on my way. Why can't I rise and sit on my way, you must? Why can't I rise and sit on my way, you must? Why can't I rise and sit on me, you want? Why can't I rise and sit on me, you my lightning?
Sings he could do. I feel the deliverance was gained from the right. She sings. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC, and it looks like my mic is not very loud. Let me try that again. Can you hear me? All right, I'm going to try this again. Okay, my name is Anita B, and this is my show here called Sam Scranton's Hideaway. And we just heard something from a band who I haven't played in a while. That would be Frog Eyes, yes, Frog Eyes. I had to think about that for a second. What was I playing? We heard the song, let's see, Reform the Countryside from their Scratch Records album entitled Tears of the Valedictorian. This was released 6 years ago, so back in 07. And yes, now 07, 2007. Now, by the way, Frog Eyes out of Victoria. And what was I going to say? Spencer Krug. So Spencer Krug, you might know the name. He is one half of the Wolf Parade, I guess, writing team. And I'm going to play some Wolf Parade next. So that's the common thread between this song and the next one. So anyways, Spencer Krug, before he left. Oh, I don't know. Actually, probably after. He's originally from BC, lived in Victoria, and hung out, I guess, with Carrie Mercer and company, and was on this Frog Eyes album. So now then, of course, he had his Wolf Parade happening. So yeah, so Wolf Parade is going to be coming up next. But before I go there, speaking of 2007, that was the last year that The Sopranos was on. 2007, and I remember it very clearly. And the Sopranos, in my opinion, was the best sort of cable series ever, HBO. And I'm sure you've all heard, if you haven't, I hate to break the news to you, but Tony Soprano. So James Gandolfini just died. I'm just really kind of freaked out today. So he was only 51, and I'm reading the article now. I heard about it right after sort of I got home from work today, and I was in a rush to get out and make it here on time, etc. So I still haven't really processed it. But apparently he was in Rome. I think Rome, Italy. Like I said, I'm trying to figure this out as well as you're hearing this from me. I believe he was in Italy on vacation. And he died of some sort of massive heart attack. So there you go, which is really sad and freaky. And I don't know. I can't. I had a massive crush on Tony. I loved The Sopranos. Like, I watched the series every single day on my mat leave, on the second mat leave. So that would have been the year 2008. That's right. And it was on HBO. So every day at noon, it was on HBO. So I had my weird little like ritual. I would like, take care of the baby, put him down so I could like put him down for a nap. And so I could like watch my Sopranos. So I'd make my lunch, go in the kitchen and make this like big old lunch, because I had all the time in the world and I was fat at the time. So it was all good. So I make a big lunch, get the kid down, make sure he was in his crib because I had my Sopranos coming up, and sit down and eat my big old fatty girl lunch while I watch big fat Tony Soprano eating his ice cream while he would watch like the History Channel. Remember that? He'd eat his ice cream and watch the History Channel. And he was like obsessed with like characters in history. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think some of the characters that were on the History Channel. Like I think he liked Mussolini maybe. And he was just such a fascinating character that I was so into the Sopranos that they were part of my life. Like I started to like, they were just like, they were real. Yeah. But what does that say about the series and about the acting and about, you know, the writing? It was just such a good show. So I don't know why I'm not crying. I probably will. When I find a quiet time to myself, I'll probably be really freaked out. Anyways, enough of that. Let's stay positive. You are, of course, though, listening to CITR. So that's where all the positivity is at. And speaking of that, we have Val. She's in the house. So Val Cormier, her show's on. Not until 8, but she is here. She's back from a trip to Winnipeg where she was doing some radio stuff. So that's pretty cool. And she's here from 8 until 10. So there you go. Whew. All right, let's move on. Canadian music. This is what I play. This is what the show is all about. And I'm here every second week, by the way, in case you're curious. Let's see. I have coming on, as I promised, some Wolf Parade. Now, Wolf Parade, speaking of favorite of everything, I love Wolf Parade. As much as I love James Gandolfini, I love Wolf Parade. In the genre of Canadian indie rock music, Wolf Parade is up there. They are, if not my favorite, no, they're up there. They're tied with maybe, I can't even figure out who would be tied with Wolf Parade in my books. I don't know. They're it. They're probably it. And for a while, I just would play them so much on the show that I started feeling bad. I thought, well, I got to maybe shake it up a little bit more. So I'm proud to say I haven't played them in a while because I was, you know, you can't burn out on a band, right? So, but I'm going to play them because I did play some Frog Eyes. Okay, so we're going to go back to the year 2000 and, oh, I want to say 2008. Wait a second. Let me make sure. So this is a Sub Pop record, of course. I think it's 08. I'm looking at the album At Mount Zoomer. We are going to hear the song Language City. Language City is a good one. And if you're unaware, Wolf Parade is on a sort of hiatus. I don't think they officially broke up, but it's been a few years, a couple of years now. And Dan Bechner is being very successful in his newish band called, oh God, where am I now? What are they called? The Divine Fits. Thank you. The Divine Fits. Thank you, Anita. You're welcome, Anita. Okay. My brain saved it there. So the Divine Fits, and apparently I think he's living in LA, and the guy from Spoon. So it's the guy from Spoon that's in the band, and Dan Beckner from Wolfbraid. And I mean, I like the Divine Fits. They're good. But, you know, they're just not quite, they don't quite have the magic, I think, that Wolfbraid has. So without further ado, and here you go. You will not ever name your band anything to do with Wolf. There's a band in the station here called Wolf Cow. Who thinks Wolf Cow? I don't think Wolf Cow is a good name. This is like the worst name ever. I swear, the names involving Wolf have got to stop, people. I will, even if you're the best band in the world, I will not play you. I don't care. I'm on a strike. I'm on a moratorium on the name, anything to do band name with Wolf. All right, enough of that though. Here we go. Here's some good. Here's the real. It's the Wolfbraid from Montreal with the song Language City on CITR 101.9 FM.
Language City is a bad old place. We all know. Well, eyeballs float in space. We all know. We were tired. We can't sleep. I
All right, we are not at home. No, I'm just trying to figure out something here. So I thought, I hate dead air, so I will come on and talk to you while I attempt to play an ad on this new, can I do it? Play, is that play? Oh, let's see if I can do this. No, it's not working, is it? Put that over here. Does that do anything? Okay, I'm just looking to play an ad, and I don't know what I'm doing. So let's put on a new song. This is off the top of my unpreparedness pile of CDs. So here we go. Okay. Oh, let's play some Super Friends. By the way, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and we just heard something from Wolf Parade, and we are going to continue with our Canadian rock journey, if you will, and we're going to listen to, from the album Mock-Up Scale Down, the Super Friends, and the song we're going to hear today is Rescue Us From Boredom. Yes, we will. I promise I will rescue us from boredom. And 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Song 8, in case you're playing at home. Song 8. And I will see if I can figure out how to play things from this new system. I thought I had it. I thought I did, but maybe not. But that's okay. That's all good. So CITR is the place to be. That's where you are. We are located on the campus of UBC here in Vancouver, British Columbia. This here is the Super Friends.
Make me sick. I'd like to see you try. Don't you know my life? It's such a drag to me. All this heavy metal, all this heavy irony. I wanna be back home. We
CITR is proud to present a new concert series called Plugged In. Blues combo Garista and audio magician Mark Woodyard perform at the Media Club June 23rd. Tickets are $10 at northerntickets.com.
California is a great big nation of
done. I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Gracefully upon the Electric Owl Cafe, Saturday, June 29th at 8 p.m. A mere $13.50 gets you through the door. Sadly, due to their quick rise to fame, this may be one of the last opportunities to see Wake Owl in its natural habitat. Purchase your tickets at unionevents.com, ticketfly.com, or Zulu.
It would not be a Sam Squanch's Hideaway show if I did not play Lady Hawk. Yes, I'm addicted. I am. It is the drug that flows through my veins. I just can't get enough. I really cannot get enough Lady Hawk. Oh my goodness. All right. That song was the title track from their new album, No Can Do. But they can do. Yes, can do. All right. These guys, let me tell you a little bit about Lady Hawk. They are originally from the interior, so Kelowna. But then they moved out here, I think possibly independently of each other from what I read. And the band itself, Lady Hawk, was formed in Vancouver, I think in around 06-ish, something like that, around that point in time. And there are four of them. Yes. Let's see. Who are they? Yeah, that's a good question. I know one guy's name is Darcy. What else can I tell you? I'm looking at the CD case. Who are they? Why is their name not on here? I don't know. There's Darcy. And then there's another guy. And then another guy. Another guy. All right. Love them. Okay, so this album is so good. The other songs I'm really loving are You Read My Mind is a very good song. As well as Footprints. Footprints is a good one. What else? Oh, Windowpane is quite good as well. So there you go. All right, before Lady Hawk, we heard something from a band called Synth Cake. Now, Synth Cake, you can find them on a compilation put out by the Safe Amplification Society. About Safe Amp Comp. That's what I'm calling it, the Safe Amp Compilation. And the name of the song we heard was called Drip. There you go. And AC Newman was in there before that with the song I'm Not Talking from his new album, Shut Down the Streets. Now, AC Newman, is it Canadian music? He is Canadian. And that's what this show here plays. This show here, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. But AC Newman, of course, is, Carl Newman, the guy from The New Pornographers. And he's living in upstate New York now. So I don't know. He's got a baby. He's got like, I don't know, like a 1-year-old, 1.5-year-old, something like that. Which is neither here nor there, but that's what's up in his world. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm playing it. So there you go. All right, it is 7:15 on a Wednesday night here. It's very close to the solstice. So let me look up when exactly the summer solstice 2013. When is that? It's right. Okay, now it always changes a bit. That's why I have to ask. Okay, so 2013 is officially on the typical day. It's always around the 21st of June. Sometimes it's on the 20th, depending. Sometimes it's on the 22nd. Anyway, so we are already at the 19th, I think. Yeah, so we have like another day and a half until we hit the longest, well, 2 days really, until we hit the longest day of the year. And I love the summer solstice. I'm a big fan. Well, I'm a geography teacher, first of all, and I teach earth science and all that. And I just love teaching about all of that kind of stuff. It's come second nature to me to understand it and to love it and to embrace it. So there you go. Now, speaking of summer solstice, last year I ran in a race. I ran in a 10K, my first 10K ever here at UBC. It was called the Longest Day Run, the Longest Day 10K. And I did okay, but it was especially for it being my first 10K, but I had a point here. Oh yeah. So this year, and I like to run and I run, but when it comes to competitive running, I get kind of nervous. I really do. I get a little bunched up and it takes me a while to actually literally hit my stride to kind of get all that kind of, I don't know if it's lactic acid or just that weird adrenaline out of my system and to just get into that zone. And so speaking of getting into that zone, this Sunday, I'm kind of nervous. I don't know why I signed myself up for it, but I did. I signed myself up for a half marathon. I've never done a half marathon. I've never run 21 kilometers ever. So, so it should be interesting. I don't know. I'm doing it to say that I did it. But I don't know that it's going to be fun. We'll see. And I'm telling everybody so I don't chicken out so that I can save face. And so that I won't back out, and it costs like $80. So I'm not going to back out, but I'm looking forward to it being over already. Maybe I'll enjoy it. I don't know, but it just seems like it's a long distance, 21 kilometers. Oh yeah. But at least it's not hilly. It starts at UBC. I think the south side of UBC, and it goes all the way along basically the water, like through Kits and Jericho Beach, around that whole area, all the way, I think, over Burrard, the Burrard Street Bridge, and then it goes into Stanley Park along sort of the water there. So sounds like a reasonable race, I think. Okay, but I'm nervous. All right, that's okay. Okay, let's move on. Let's hear some more Canadian music. What do we have? Oh, let's see. I've got some, let's listen to some Winter Sleep. Let's do that. Winter Sleep, these guys are a band out of Halifax. They have a newish album out. It's called Hello Hum. And they're a nice, solid band. Yes, they are. So we are going to hear, let's see, the song Saving Song. That's what we have right here for us on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I'd like to sing a saving song, but wisdom slashed me and thrashed and lashed me and burned my eyes. All my disguises, my alibis, my make-believe, my evil deeds, course right through me. They course right through me. They course right through me. A song of songs to right the wrongs, but wisdom taught me and broke my body and burned my eyes. All my disguises, my alibis, my make-believe, my evil deeds, my memories, they course right through me. We'll be right back.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Junior.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Alrighty, folks, that right there was something really good. That was Sean Mrazek Lives, and we heard the song Invisible Hands. He has a new album out. Well, his project, his deal, which is called Sean Mrazek Lives, and it's exclamation point. Or could be interpreted as Sean Mrazek Lives. Lives? The lives of Sean Mrazek? I don't know. Anyways, Sean Mrazek, if you are unaware, is a local musician who was in the band, in my opinion, most notably the Notes from Underground, where he was one of three. He was the drummer in that band, and he is a well-known drummer. He's played in a lot of different bands. I'm trying to think, the most recent big band he's in is the Evaporators. So he's the drummer in the Evaporators, which is pretty cool. And if you've never seen the Evaporators, well, you haven't never lived. So, there you go. So now, and this album is, fresh, very, very fresh, very new. And on top of it, Sean Mrazek is just a really nice person. I really enjoy his presence. You know, back in the day, he was always out and our bands were playing together and whatnot. So I have very good memories of Sean. You can't not love Sean. All right, so there you go. So listen, so go to the website. I think it's on Bandcamp and you can hear more. There you go. Now, before that, we heard something from the New Pornographers, and that song you can find on a compilation put out by CBC. Actually, in conjunction with Mint Records. So it's CBC Radio 3, a bunch of recordings that Mint put together, like 15 bands. And like I said, recorded at the studios. That song is The Body Says No. And that one was recorded November 13th, 2000. Wow, I can't believe 13 years ago. God. And there you go, The New Pornographers. Now, before that, as I mentioned, we heard some Winter Sleep in there. All right, it is now, what time is it? 7:32. And I'm here for another 28 minutes. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am your host, Anita B. And I'm here every second week. So I'm only here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. All right, now let's find out about the weather. The weather. It is currently 18 degrees out here in Vancouver. And let's see, the overnight low is 14, it looks like. So it's pretty warm, actually, for this area. And tomorrow is Thursday. Thursday, it looks like it's going to be raining with a high of 15. So not so good. Friday, high of 17. And it says here, cloudy with showers. Oh, God. Saturday, June 22nd, it's isolated showers. So partly sunny. And then it looks like Sunday, June the 23rd, rain. That's not good. That's the day I'm running that crazy half marathon. Again, why? It's okay. Okay. Now, apparently my friend all the way out in like the Toronto area is listening to me. I don't know if that's true. Hello, Pam, if you're there. Pammy Wood. We go way back to high school, way back. And we've reconnected, of all places, through Twitter. How odd is that? Usually it's Facebook. But I'm not much of a face. I don't have Facebook. I like to lurk through Facebook. I use my sister's Facebook to sort of creep people, but I don't put my stuff out there on Facebook. So anyways, there you go. So hello, if you're there. Hi, Pam. And it's been a long time. I love you still. You're in my heart. Okay, let's continue with the Canadian music. What do you say? I say yes. Now, speaking of CITR, speaking of compilations, I meant to say, I have one in my hands here, which is our own station. We put out a compilation. It's called the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation. So let's see who we should listen to on this one. There's so many good songs. I think we're going to hear something from, I like to play the Jay Arner song. That's a good one. But let's see, what else can we play? Because I play it so much. Well, who knows? Who cares? Jay Arner's good. Let's listen to Jay again. And I'll tell you who else is on this compilation, though. There's the following bands. There's Movie Land. These are all local bands. You've got Fanshawe, Korean Gut. You've got the Courtneys. Lots of bands. All right, so let's hear something, though, from Jay Arner. I know Jay Arner from way, way back when he was in a band called Team Strike Force. And he was, like, seriously, I think, a teenager at the time. So he's no longer a teenager. And that goes to show how long ago that's been. But there you go. Anyways, this is his song, Bad Friend, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Yeah, the song is here.
Where is the glory in life? I'm fucked up, lost in the night. Where is the glory in life? It's passing me by. It's not the moonlight, or money, or time. It's your hand in mine. It's your hand in mine. It's your hand in mine. It's your hand in mine.
By the way, this is not Jay Arner. I cannot count correctly. This is song number 2, not song number 3. This is a band called Peace. It's called Your Hand in Mine. I was thinking, wow, Jay just sounds really different. I don't know. But that's okay. We'll play Jay Arner after this. And I'm enjoying this song a lot, so I'm glad I played it. Let's continue with the band Peace.
CITR is proud to present the Tall Tree Music Festival in beautiful Port Renfrew, BC, June 28th to 30th. 3 days, 65 acts, and unforgettable views from the top of Browns Mountain make Tall Tree the perfect place to kick off your summer. Headliners like Colorado, Hey Ocean, A Tribe Called Red, and Sweatshop Union bring the talent. You bring the fun. Tickets are on sale now. For more info, please visit www.talltreemusicfestival.com.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. It made me lie and lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. More cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Thank you.
Right there, folks. Wow, that's a bummer of a song. I actually was really the Tony Soprano thing is really hitting me, so I'm really where's Val? She's here someplace. It's hitting me now and I'm really bummed. So, and then I go and I play some Hayden. So I love Hayden. This song or this album that I just played us the song from was from 95, and I played us a song called When This Is Over, which has to do with the, what a depressing song. It has to do with that, I think her name was Susan Smith, the woman who strapped her kids into a car and rolled them into a lake. And then if I'm not mistaken, she then this is all just fragments of my memory. I think she lied about it and said that her car was stolen by a black guy and then he must have, I don't know. He was responsible for doing it when really she had rolled the car into a lake and drowned her kids. How horrible. Anyways, and I think it happened in South Carolina. Okay. Anyways, let's see. That was Hayden. Okay. From the album, Everything I Long For. I loved Hayden. I still do love Hayden. And I saw him on a street in Toronto once, when way back when my band was doing our thing and we were playing North by Northeast, and I was walking from one club to another, and I was like, oh my god it's Hayden. But of course, you know, you don't say anything. And he had, his hair was quite big and he was really short. He really took me off guard. I have a kind of funny Hayden story too. Back in the year 2000 and no, like 1996, I was living in my parents' house. Yes, I was in my 20s, and you know, in my old bedroom, and I even put up a Hayden poster. So when I met my husband at the time, he was in a band, and he came to like my parents' house, you know, and I was like 25 or something. And what was the deal? Oh yeah. He's like in my bedroom. There's a picture. There's a poster of Hayden over my bed, like on the wall. It's like, okay, aren't you an adult? So he's just so cute though, but he's short. Yeah. That's Hayden. All right. Hayden, originally, I believe from like a suburb of Toronto. And he got his start in his parents' basement. Speaking of living at home. Yeah. All right. That's Hayden. The Dish Rags. Let's find out who was before that. The Dish Rags were in there from the late 70s. This is a band out of Victoria who had relocated to Vancouver. They were pretty big. They were there were only three of them, girls. And yeah, they made a mark in the, at that point in time in Vancouver's punk rock sort of scene. And Vancouver was pretty happening at that time, the late 70s, early 80s. So yeah, so the song I played was I Don't Love You. And before that, speaking of which, that whole era, I played us something from the Pointed Sticks, which is one of my favorite songs. It's called Real Thing. And both of those songs you can find on a compilation put out by Zulu Records back in 91 called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88. All right. What else do we hear? I think that's it. All right. I have what? Seven minutes until this show is over. And Val is here. That would be Val Cormier. Her show runs from 8 until 10. And Folk Oasis. Yeah. Val's awesome. Val's my really good friend. I really like Val. We're hanging out more. I'm in my 40s and I like meeting and hanging out with new people. So Val's my latest buddy. Not my latest, but she's my good buddy. We'll be Val. I think we're going to be friends for a long time. I'm talking about my how I'm in my 40s, and we're hanging out.
And we're hanging out.
We're hanging out. Yay! Anyways, it's exciting, right? Once you get married and you have kids, and like your life is vaguely over, to go, hey, somebody's like, hey, you want to go out? I'm like, really? You want to go out with me? Oh my god! If my husband lets me out of the house, yes, let's do it. So we've had some good times. And let the good times roll. They shall continue. All right. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm, you know, back in grade one. You know, you want to be my friend? Okay, cool. All right. I should stop it. Anyways, let's move on. Let's hear something from the Montreal band Tricky Woo. Ah, this song is so rocking and it's so awesome. So this will, I think, end off the show. Like I said, Val's coming on very soon. And Tricky Woo, I don't think are around. They kind of got back together, I don't know, five-ish or so years ago, 4 years ago, and toured. Sort of their big heyday was, I guess, like late 90s, early O's. Anyways, we're going to hear the song Making Time, and you can find this song on another compilation. I just have 1,000 compilations. This one is put out by Grenadine Records out of Montreal. It's called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1. And it is Making Time. And there you go. Let's make time for Val. She's on in a little bit. And of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. Anita B. I'm starting to slur my words because I'm a little tired. Anita B. And the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Here you go. Tricky Woo. Or not. I like to mess with myself and everybody. Why not? Let's find song 11. That might help. Song 11. It's all good. We're good. Okay, this is college radio, folks. This is, I don't get paid for this, so you can't complain too much. All right, here we go. This is Tricky Woo. Psych. Not really. Now this this should be tricky. Wait, let's try it again. I was like, that sounds like the evaporators. That was the goblins. Same kind of thing. There we go.
My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to...